This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 378 for Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, seeing a recovery after dropping sharply lower earlier in the week. Canola up 12 to over $24. The July contract up $13.50 at $1,144.60 per ton. New crop November up $24.70 at $1,077.50. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed contributed to the strong tone in canola, with underlying uncertainty over new crop production and tight old crop supplies also supportive. While some damage was done from a chart standpoint earlier in the week, the overall uptrend does remain intact. Statistics Canada releases its stocks as of March 31st report on Friday, and that should provide a clearer picture of usage to date and available supplies heading into the new crop year. Wet conditions in the eastern prairies did remain supportive, as seeding will likely be delayed in the region. Meanwhile, planting is underway in Alberta and parts of Saskatchewan, but the lack of moisture is being watched closely. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures are higher while corn ended mixed. Gains in crude oil pulled soy oil higher, with the strength there spilling into soybeans as well, despite losses in soy meal, as the product spread saw some readjustment. July soybeans up 10 cents at $16.40 per bushel. The slow start to spring seeding across much of the Midwest remained supportive, although corn is typically seeded first, and if corn seeding is pushed back too far, some intended area for corn could shift into soybeans instead. Chinese and Malaysian markets remain closed today for holidays, limiting some of the activity in the U.S. futures. Corn retreated from earlier gains, ending nearly mixed, the July contract up a penny at $7.94 per bushel. Wheat futures are sharply higher across the board, seeing a corrective bounce after yesterday's losses. Minneapolis spring wheat up 20 cents in the July contract at $11.76 per bushel. Kansas City up 30 cents in July at $11.23 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 31 cents in the July contract at $10.76 per bushel. While there is some much-needed rain in the forecast for parts of the dry southern plains, many areas will miss out on most of the moisture. That's keeping a weather premium in the winter wheat futures. Meanwhile, persistent seeding delays for spring wheat in the northern U.S. and Canada due to cool, wet conditions there also provided some support. Ongoing concerns over the conflict in Ukraine continued to overhang the grain and oilseed markets in general. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 4th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.